Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Deliciously fun, the California Strawberry Festival, May 19th and 20th in Oxnard, is the ultimate berry bash for friends and family. With 50 food booths, concerts, arts and crafts, and strawberry land for kids, it's the perfect summer kickoff. Get your tickets today at castrawberryfestival.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I was excited to talk to several of my winners and, of course, my listeners. And a big shout out to Alice and David and, gosh, so many more of you that I talked to. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening and being a part of the brighter side of life. Of course, we always like to start our show with something uplifting. And, of course, your attitude determines your direction. You know, there's days that you kind of just start your day. And that's really where I've kind of cloned that. Start your day in a positive way. Really, just by the way you start your day, you know, that positive thought, that gratefulness, that gratitude, all those things really help determine where you're going and how your day's going to turn out. So, again, I invite you all to join us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of great things that we're giving away. I love to share them with our listeners, and you can win with Kim. So that's what it's all about. I do want to introduce and tell you about some of our amazing guests. I've got Dr. Daniel Maghadam, and we're going to be talking about anti-aging and wellness. And I love that. I'm excited to share what he's doing and how he came from the emergency room physician and now into making you look good, feel good. Very along the lines of how I feel and what I do. So I'm excited to share with him. Then I've got Amy Newmark, and she is here with another Chicken Soup for the Soul. And of course, this one is The Empowered Woman, and just 101 stories about being confident, courageous, in your true self. So I'm really excited to share that. Also, My next guest is Doug Ridley, and of course, from the law offices of Doug Ridley, specializing in DUI and criminal defense. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, those things that you just don't even think of that really makes a difference, and all of a sudden you're in trouble. And so we're going to find out a little bit about that. And then lastly, I've got Brian Hines here, and we're going to be talking about the Oak Heart Festival, and of course we've got tickets for that. So if you haven't already got your tickets, that is happening on June 2nd, Saturday, and of course 1 to 10. It's over in Thousand Oaks. We've got lots of stuff. Also, we've given away a ton of tickets to the California Strawberry Festival, and that's happening this weekend. I will be out there judging, and anyways, I hope to see everybody out there. It's going to be a great, another amazing event, and of course, this is their 35th annual, so I've got a couple more tickets available. So again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We do have those Strawberry Festival tickets to give away. It's happening today and tomorrow. We also have Oak Heart Country Music Festival tickets with a great party going on Saturday, June 2nd. Gates open up, and they're open from 1 till 10 p.m. It's an all-afternoon into the evening party, 1300 East Jans Road in TO. We have the Rubicon Theater and the Baby Dance Mixed. That's going to be great. It's happening May 2nd, and it's extended all the way through the Baby Dance Mixed. Everything goes well at the Rubicon, always well-reviewed. And how about the Ojai Wine Festival? That's already coming around. My favorite party at the lake.
Yeah.
There's still a lake there, by the way.
There is still a lake. There's still water.
Yes, 32nd annual Ojai Wine Festival. Tickets for that. One of the big parties of the season.
There you go. All right. So let's just start off with anybody that hasn't already purchased their tickets for the California Strawberry Festival, definitely get on that right now. You can call in right now at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on. And again, I'm really excited to share Dr. Daniel Maghadam. And are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Very good. Did I get your name right?
Maghadam. Close enough.
Maghadam. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us here. And, of course, I love anti-aging and wellness. Tell us a little bit and what a kind of a full circle that you came from the emergency room, correct?
Yes. I still actually practice in the ER. Once an ER doctor, always an ER doctor.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. So.
But you know what? I mean, that it kind of really makes sense in a sense, because here, you know, God forbid you have like the worst accident, you're there putting somebody together.
And that's kind of how it started. I've been doing it for a pretty long time, and I realized that I see a lot of people on the back end of problems.
Right.
You know, that's kind of how what my job entails. And I started thinking there's got to be a more efficient, better way to see people on the front end so that they don't have to see me so much on the back end. And that's kind of what led me into like anti-aging and wellness.
Wow. And so tell us a little bit about, you are the owner and founder, right, of your practice. And of course, it's all about modern anesthetic. What is that exactly?
So modern anesthetic kind of was my baby. And I've been doing anti-aging for a while, and then realized I just wanted to branch out even more and do my own thing, so to speak. So modern aesthetica is more about treating people on the front end. I do a lot of wellness and hormone replacement therapy. And I realized just in the ER that a lot of these problems that I see, like, you know, even major problems like heart attacks and strokes are because people haven't been taking care of themselves on the front end. And most of Western medicine is reactive and not proactive. And not to say that that's a bad thing, but that's just how medicine was developed. You see a problem, you treat a problem.
So you're trying to get it before it becomes a problem, which makes so sense, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it started. I met a cardiologist in an airport, you know, I want to say over a decade ago, and he started talking to me about hormones. And, you know, I was on a layover, and he's a really interesting guy, and he told me that he had taken 30 of his patients and put them in a trial of his own doing, and he had, just by managing their hormones and managing all their nutrients, he was able to get them off of all their diabetic meds and all their hypertensive meds, all of the pills that they were taking, and they were doing great without any of these medications.
That's amazing. So do you put them on, I mean, so are you more like a naturopathic or, you know, I mean – You know, I've been hearing a lot about like that HGC. What do you think of that?
You know, HGC has its HCG.
HGG.
So that's human chorionic gonadotropin, and that was kind of a fad diet, I want to say about 10 years ago, for a crash diet. So people would take daily injections of HCG. It would stimulate their hormones and kind of, increase fat loss. What they found was the reason that it was stimulating fat loss was it was resetting their hormones back to where they were supposed to be for the time that they were on the HCG injections. So once people started looking at that, they started looking farther down the line and realized, hey, the reason why there's this epidemic of obesity and, you know, high cholesterol and all these other problems is because people's hormones are out of whack. So most of the medications that you take in one form or another when it comes to these chronic illnesses actually act on your hormones to kind of regulate them, but they act more in the effect of blocking hormones instead of setting your actual levels to where they need to be. So you take 9 medications to, say, get your blood sugar under control, whereas if you manage your hormones, you take no medications, you just kind of can be off of all medication. So that was the beginnings of what I started doing. And then once I started getting deeper and deeper into it, I started realizing, you know, estrogen and testosterone and all these other hormones that play a huge role in our lives have been largely neglected when it comes to day-to-day health. These are things that get treated when there's a major issue instead of things that have been balanced in the beginning part of the day when, you know, you could avoid most of these issues.
So interesting. Okay, so what would we, you know, what do you find really makes your patients feel and look their best?
It's funny, I don't want to boil it down to something so simple because obviously every patient is different and everyone says, you know, I have to do something a little slightly different for it, but for women, estrogen balance is huge. If you get their estrogen and their progesterone, which is their two major hormones in their system, in proper order, they look better, they feel better, they have more of a sex drive as they get older. You know, their skin is tighter, their weight is more manageable, and it's just based upon their hormones. And for men, it's obviously everything boils down to testosterone. It's the master male hormone. If you get their test levels in order, then they have all the same benefits.
So, you know, if you go to a regular doctor and they said, oh, you're fine, your estrogen's fine, because that's usually, I mean, I've done that, right? And I know that they're, you know, I do hair. I'm a hair therapist and also a distributor for anti-aging makeup. But it's really not, right? I mean, maybe they didn't do the exact test that you're doing. Is that correct?
They don't do the exact test a lot of times. And then the problem with when someone says something is normal, what is that?
What is normal, mean? Right?
So, you know, it's something like your thyroid hormone, for instance. The range for normal is anywhere, and I'm just using numbers to make them easy, is anywhere from 200 to 2,000.
Yeah.
So if you're running at 250, you're normal, but is that normal for you? Like, could you possibly be better if your thyroid hormone was a little bit higher?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, messing with hormones is you know, kind of messing with dogma in medicine. You know, that's why anti-aging is really kind of a newer thing. You talk to a regular, one of the older doctors, and say, I'm going on testosterone, you know, they'll practically start yelling at you.
Right.
Like, oh, testosterone does this and that, and this and that. And then there's now these huge studies that are coming out that saying low testosterone actually leads to more heart disease than high testosterone.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Mahaga Dam, and we're talking about anti-aging and that, you know, and wellness, right? I mean, that's the kind of doctor you are. I love that. So what would we get if we walked into your office? One, I want to know how we can find you. What do you do? And is this something like, to me, I always look at, okay, if I start this, is this the way my life has to be forever? You know what I mean? Do you have to maintain? Is there something that you have to take forever?
That's an interesting thing. So once you first things first, when you come in with me, we have an interview, you tell me, you know, there's always a reason why someone comes to see me, whether it's the lack of energy, you know, that I'm putting on weight, even though I'm maintaining everything as far as working out and eating right. So once we kind of establish what your problem actually is and we boil down to what the issues are, then start talking about, you know, what needs to change I asked, you know, it's a pretty in-depth interview the first time around, and then we run lab work. Once we see where your labs are at, then, you know, depending on the issue at hand, you know, there is some hormonal replacement that goes on, or something. Sometimes for some patients, it's as simple as putting them on the correct vitamin regimen, because their lifestyle kind of, you know, makes them lose out on some of these things that they think that they're getting, but they don't. You know, I'm a doctor, and you know, I'm sure you're very busy, and there's some days when you forget to eat, you know, hours at a time.
You're talking about today, right?
Yeah,
all of a sudden, I realize, like, oh, wait a minute, yeah. So,
you know, I've been up for 8 hours and I've had a cup of coffee.
I'm right there with you. Okay.
Yeah,
I love it. So that's basically what you do. And so you kind of do an interview with them and kind of feel like what they need for their individual body.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like I do a lot of aesthetic medicine too. So it always just branches out into how do I make myself, you know, feel good on the inside, look good on the outside. And, you know, I always tell patients, I'm like, Botox is great to, you know, mask wrinkles, but wouldn't you rather not get wrinkles to begin with?
Mm.
So I still do, listen, this is California. You know, everyone's going to need a little touch up here and there. It's just part of our life out here. So I still do all the aesthetic medicine, but I always tell them, if you take care of the inside, the outside's going to look that much better. You know,
I love it. That really makes so much sense. And I've always said, you know, from the inside out. So it's you're so in line with how I think. How do my listeners find out more about you, and are they able to come and see you?
You can go to the website. It's www.modernaestetica.com. Or they can call my office, 310-395-5055. And, you know, I do essentially telemedicine consults for patients that are not local. So we kind of hook up over video conferencing, and, you know, they can ask me questions.
Isn't that amazing now that you could do that? I love it.
You know, it's changed medicine dramatically. I have patients actually all over the country now, so because of telemedicine. And it's the easiest way to get a hold of me is just, you know, just call. I'm always available for my patients.
I love it. I love it. I want to come see you. I want to meet you.
Please,
you're very, very in line with that. And, of course, you're in Santa Monica, correct?
Yeah, right off of 60th. So we're 6 blocks from the beach. So most people that come in from out of town come in and see me, and then go spend the day at the beach afterwards.
My place.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Well, I so loved sharing. There's so much more we could do. I'd love to have you back on, and so much more that we could talk about. And, again, thank you so much for sharing your morning with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to being back.
You got it. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, when we come back, we'll be talking with Amy Newmark. And, of course, Chicken Soup for the Soul, 101 Stories About Being Confident, Courageous, and Your True Self. That's really what my show is all about. It's all about really being your best. And how you get there is, you know, up to you and what we do. Sometimes we are our worst enemies, and we need to kind of make sure that we're doing our job. With that, I'd love to give something away. And I've got some Rubicon tickets. And of course, you can use them as soon as you call in. So again, call in right now. We've got the baby dance mixed. And we've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3359 and mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you of something, Camarillo Chamber, Women in Business. If you are a woman and you're in business, I would love to invite you to this mixer, and that's happening Wednesday, May 23rd, 5:30 to 7 over at Realm, and that is in Camarillo. And I'd love to share that. If you want more information, just call me at 805-419-0008. My next guest, Amy Newmark, and of course, Chicken Soup for the Soul. This has got my, all of her books got my name written all over it, but The Empowered Woman. And I'm really excited about my thing. I always says dress for success. So Amy, are you there?
I am. I'm so glad we're talking about this. This is the perfect topic for you, Kim.
It is. I love it. And I'm so excited to share your new book. And is it out yet?
Yes, it came out on May 1st. And we have been getting so much media buzz, and sales are exceeding our expectations. So we're really excited about it. We only put the book on the schedule last fall, which was very late. We're putting a book on the schedule that's coming out in the spring.
Wow.
But we had so many stories that were submitted for it, and it's what people are looking for right
now.
Women are really
looking
for these stories that help them to be more confident and courageous and truer to themselves, and we need this right now.
We do. I think even men need this. And, you know, it's interesting because how do you, you know, in this busy world, you get off that hamster wheel and kind of go, oh, gosh, who am I? Or what am I doing? And how do you find your true self? I mean, let's just ask you that. Or what are these women saying, Amy? You know, what's the buzz?
So what I love about it is that these women are telling stories about the tiniest little everyday things and then huge life-changing things. Because empowering yourself as a woman or as a man starts with those very everyday decisions. Like there was one story that I loved from this woman named Jennifer Gibbons, and her story was about finding a big dead rat in her backyard. And she didn't have a man to pick up her big dead rat.
So
she did what most of us would do. She squealed and ran back into her house. And then she didn't go outside for a day. And then the next day she was like, all right, I have to deal with this. And so she put on rubber gloves and practically put on a hazmat suit and went out with some newspaper and a garbage bag, and she was probably, you know, squealing the whole time she was doing it, because I know I would have been going like, ew, 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 while I was doing it. But she got that dead rat into the garbage bag, held it up, ran around to the side of the house, threw it in the trash bin, ran inside the house, threw those rubber gloves away, washed her hands obsessively, but she did it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
you know what? Don't you
that,
find
that,
that you do what you do? You do what you need to do. I mean, there's some, you know, amazing women, you know, that are the mother and the father. And, you know, and then there's some, you know, I mean, you kind of like, what are you going to say? No, I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't know. I just have never been that kind of person. So I just do what I do. Right?
Yeah, you have to do it. And then we have people doing, you know, really major things. Like, we had a story from this woman named April Knight. And now she had been working two jobs. One of them was cleaning houses. So this was a woman who was a widow. She was 45. She had four kids. She was raising on her own with very little money. And all she did was work. And then she found this job working at a jewelry store. And it allowed her to quit the job cleaning houses. So she was down to one job. She was thrilled. And she describes herself as having been overweight, wearing bifocals, not glamorous, but her boss started hitting on her at the jewelry store and started saying things to her like, you know, if you're friendly, you'll get a promotion.
And
she started trying to grope her in the stock room. And so even though she desperately needed this job, and it had changed her life to be able to give up cleaning houses, she sued him for sexual harassment, and her coworkers shunned her. Her kids were embarrassed. Nobody supported her except for her lawyer, who was an idealistic young male lawyer who was like, we're going to win, and, you know, this is the right thing to do. She ended up winning. A judge totally agreed with her, and she ended up winning 5 years' worth of wages. But then her boss refused to pay her and actually declared bankruptcy to get out of paying her. But then he died a couple of years later, and so she collected the money from his estate. And she said the whole process took 4 years, but she felt so good about herself because she stuck up for what was right. And she said she went from being a victim to feeling like she was on top
Victor.
Of the world.
Yeah, I love
and so,
it.
So it's picking up the dead rat in the backyard or doing something as major as what April Knight did, April Knight did. But whatever it is, if you're proud of yourself and you do something that takes you outside your comfort zone and you're a little bit scared about it, but you do it anyway,
right?
These are the best things you can do for yourself.
I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got Amy Newmark here, and of course, we're talking about The Empowered Woman, one of another series of The Chicken Soup for the Soul. Now, what are some of the topics and themes in your book?
So another topic that I think is relevant to all women, I know it's relevant to me and everybody who works here at Chicken Soup for the Soul, no matter what you look like, you probably have body image issues. I mean, I know women who are skinny, fit, gorgeous. They will not be seen in a bathing suit. And, you know, now that summer is here, this is important.
Right.
So I had an experience recently. We were going to Costa Rica with all of our children, and I was freaking out about wearing a bathing suit in front of my children. And I just had to talk myself into it and say, I'm going to do it, because if I don't put my bathing suit on, I will not fully participate in all the fun activities. And we do that to ourselves. We So I don't want to be seen in a bathing suit, or I don't want to wear my shorts, or
how many times do we hear that from all of us? You know, and you know what is almost refreshing? It's there's times that I look at, because I have that feeling, okay, but I'll be at the beach and there is some lady that is, you know, way bigger or way, you know, maybe doesn't look as good as I thought I was going to look. And I'm like, Oh my gosh, good for her that she's out there just having a great time. Right. And, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about. We're shorting ourselves. We're not shorting anybody else. And it's interesting. I mean, I'm going to bring up even in the bedroom, there's some of us that think, oh God, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to dress, you know, because, you know, of my body image. But you know what? I don't think men are looking at that. I got two men in here right now. I don't think they're looking at that, you know. And we have Roland Downs, who is one of my sponsors here on Tristology. She says men don't look at that at all. They, you know, it's kind of like they got cake there, you know.
Yeah, so the body image issues also even pertains to exercising, like women who won't go to the gym.
Right.
So there's a story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, the Empowered Woman, from this wonderful woman, and she has now sent us videos of herself, and we love her. Her name is Tanya Abari. So she's a larger woman, and she said, you know, no size 16 woman was ever a Zumba instructor. So even though she was a certified Zumba instructor, she wouldn't even go to Zumba class as, you know, one of the participants. And she kept joining gyms, quitting. And then finally she turned 30, and she said, this is ridiculous, and she started taking Zumba classes, and she loved them. And then she started making friends in the class, which had been another thing. She hadn't been making new friends where she lived. Well, she ended up becoming a regular. She didn't get any smaller. She just continued to be fit, and she was having fun. And then the instructor for her class quit, and Tanya Abari took over the class.
Oh, I love that.
She sent us a video. We actually have it in the book trailer. It's on chickensoup.com. If you go and you look up our book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, the Empowered Woman, you can see Tanya teaching Zumba class, and she's awesome. And these are the things that we women have to hear over and over again, because
I love it.
You know, like maybe somebody who's listening to you and me is going to go put on her bathing suit and go hang out by the pool Memorial Day weekend with her kids, right?
Very cool, very cool. That's what it's all about. No, I know that I'm sure you've learned some motivation and some tips that women can get from this book. Can you give us a couple of those?
Yeah, so definitely the body image thing. I mean, that is it's really a life-changing tip, which is do not let body image issues keep you from participating.
Well, you know,
Amy,
yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, there's times that I have to, and I've told other people, because I do hair and I'm, you know, also do makeup, and I see women and men, you know, that they don't love themselves. And I'm like, this is the transportation that God gave you, right? And
yeah.
Why not make it the best? This is all, I mean, you know, without that, and we just had a doctor on, you know, before, is we need to make the inside good so the outside looks good.
Now, another tip from the book, and this is actually the reverse, but in a healthy, productive way, is sometimes doing something to the outside really does make you feel on the good side. So don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. We had a story in the book from this woman who was dying to wear red lipstick. So she bought a red lipstick. She was so embarrassed when she bought it that she actually bought a bunch of other stuff at the checkout just to, like, distract, like, you know, a teenage boy buying condoms.
I mean, right.
She was crazy. It was ridiculous. She was so embarrassed she was buying a red lipstick. So she threw it in a drawer when she got home. Then she went online and bought herself red eyeglasses, and then she finally got up her courage to wear the red eyeglasses, and then she started wearing the red lipstick. But these little things, it just
oh my gosh,
her
well,
attitude
you know,
herself.
Amy, I'm so excited that you said that, because I just started being a distributor for Senna Gents, and it's Stay On Lipstick, okay? And people look at all the colors, and it's just really interesting, because I go, what color do you wear? And they're like, you could see they're like eyeing the red. I'm like, let me just try it on you. And they're like, oh my gosh, my husband is going to love that. I'm like, what about you? I have always wanted to wear red lipstick. And so it's so true. Those little tiny things that make a difference. So I love that.
And that's not being, doing something fun like that to the outside is not a contradiction with saying that your beauty comes from the inside.
No, my gosh, no.
These fun little ways of reinventing yourself. And then there could be another thing is don't be afraid to reinvent yourself in a big way. Like if you are bored to death with your job, then go and do something you're passionate about after work. Go work at the dog shelter once a week. But if you can actually make your passion your job, then do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be afraid.
I love it.
That's another tip that I learned from the book, is that you really should allow yourself to reinvent yourself in big ways or small ways.
I love it. Amy Newmark, always a pleasure to talk with you. Where do we find your books?
So all the Chicken Soup for the Soul books are available at Barnes & Noble, at Books A Million, at your local independent bookstore, at Walmart, Amazon, wherever books are sold, Rite Aid, if you go to the Rite Aid
pharmacy.
Wow,
everywhere, yeah.
They're everywhere. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul. We're 25 years old. We're everywhere.
I love it. And I know that you gave us one to give away, so I'm going to open up our phone lines right now and hopefully get that in the hands of...
I will sign that one also.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Signed first edition.
Okay, you got it. All right. And, of course... our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Amy, I look forward to talking with you again.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on.
You got it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. Actually, you know what? We should take a really quick break. And then when we come back, we've got Brian Angel here. And, of course, the law offices of Doug Lee H. Ridley, criminal defense and DUI specialist. We're going to find out about those things that you think are not going to go wrong really make a big difference. And they're the little things. So we're going to talk with Brian a little bit about that. Again, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, and I'd love to give something away. Let's do another set of Rubicon tickets, and that is the Baby Dance Mixed. We've got tickets for you. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. We'll be right back.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Brian Angel here. And, of course, he is here for Douglas H. Ridley and, of course, criminal defense and DUI specialists. We hope that you don't get into trouble. But if you do, is that the number to call right there?
Yes, it's okay. Ridley Defense, 805-208-1866. And you will talk to me, and I am Doug's business manager. Doug was hoping to be here today, and he is such a superhero in court that he had to stay longer.
Yeah.
So here I am, and just to clarify, I'm not an attorney, but I'm Doug's business manager, and I take all of his inbound clients, so I hear a lot of things.
Well, you know what's interesting? I loved your topic that we were going to talk about today, and it was kind of like the little things that you don't think about, right?
Yeah.
And you gave me kind of an example of it, of say somebody does a restraining order on you, correct?
Yeah.
So you go, yeah, no big deal. Okay, so I'll stay away from her. But then you don't read the fine print. And what does that really mean?
So the fine print on a restraining order says that you are not allowed to have guns oftentimes, most of the time. Most people aren't familiar with the criminal justice system because they're good people that just had a fight with a spouse and maybe even somebody they're breaking up with. So they're like, great, restraining order, perfect. And then they just toss it in the drawer. And these are law-abiding people. They own their guns legally. They're registered. So it feels like they are being targeted because they're in the system.
But they can't. And is there like a time limit on a restraining order?
Those are things that I allow family law attorneys, criminal defense attorneys,
but I mean,
don't even handle
is,
that.
Yeah,
but I'm sure there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is it like forever? You can't know. I mean,
no,
I don't know.
No, I think that there's different time limits on different restraining orders, but I don't know what triggers those. And that's not even our world. When it becomes a problem in our world is when they don't read that restraining order paperwork. And then again, they're registered gun owners and then law enforcement, you know, depending on the law enforcement agency and the officer and how they are perceiving this person and how nice they want to be, they can make a visit or a call and say, hey, we see that you have firearms. You need to get rid of them within a certain amount of time and prove it to us or whatnot.
Wow.
Other times, what can happen is what happened on my phone within the last couple weeks is they got a search warrant, which all they need to do is show that you have that restraining order and that you have registered guns, and they'll get that search warrant. And they came and they turned this guy's house upside down, found his legal guns, and he's facing felony gun charges.
Really?
Correct.
And he didn't do anything wrong other than?
You know, law enforcement, the DEA's office, the judge will all tell you that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. And we all know that there's a lot of gray area in between that. And so I think it is important, even if you have counsel, to read your documentation and know the fine print, because even the best counsel, you know, might be talking about a whole lot of things and you might not hear one thing or another. And so it's important to know what's on there. But these are things that are common.
What's another thing?
So another thing that is super duper common is people that have a provisional license or a restricted license from a DUI. And what they may not understand, or maybe even they do understand, is that there's a 30-day actual suspension where you can't drive at all while they're processing your restricted license. And so what happens is that law enforcement knows this 30-day window, and oftentimes these people are in DUI classes. So they have to get there. They don't Uber. They drive. And they are checking out that parking lot and seeing who's there and how'd you get here? And boom, you have a new misdemeanor charge, which is worse than a DUI, driving on a suspended license. And, you know, if you're not tracking those dates or if you're just going to risk it because, hey, you know, it's only 30 days, should be fine. I'm not going to, you know, drink and drive. I'm just going to drive. Sounds no big deal. Really, really big deal. Furthermore, probably going to complicate the pending DUI case, or if there was a settlement that included probation and, you know, good behavior and things like that, you're just going to blow that all up. So things that were maybe deferred might come back into play. And yeah, your life gets really complicated at that point.
Wow. I do want to just remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. That would not be a positive way to start your day right there. But we've got Brian Angel in here. And, of course, we're talking about Douglas H. Ridley and, of course, criminal defense and DUI specialist. He was also a former deputy district attorney, and now he's really out there defending all of us, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that it's important to understand that not just the experience that Doug has garnered in his tenure as an attorney, but the relationships and also the know-how of when to do things and when not to do things, which is so important in what he does.
Right, right. So is there any new laws or is there anything that you know, I mean, those are two really good suggestions of things that you wouldn't really think of. What else is there?
Well, okay, so new laws always happen January 1st. There's lots of those, but we talked about those. So another one that I get calls on all the time, and this is very confusing, and it actually oftentimes is a problem that's family members are facing, not the person that has the problem themselves. So let's say you have the person that was in the previous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they had a DUI and they're on DUI probation. And then they get arrested for driving on a suspended license. So a probation violation. Now they're in custody and they have a bail amount. So the family thinks, okay, let's bail them out. Well, probation probably hasn't been notified of the violation yet. These are two different departments, and the right hand and the left hand are not talking often and quickly. For sure, they're not talking quickly. So you're in custody, especially if it's different counties, by the way, that you're on probation versus where you get arrested. So you're on probation, get arrested, get bailed out. Well, now probation is triggered. Probation violation is triggered. You're re-picked up, maybe even without bail, or maybe with a bigger bail amount. So you may be, as the family member, paying bail twice or paying bail once and then not having your family member out, because sometimes, depending on the charges, they'll say, no, we're just going to keep him in custody until we, you know, resolve the probation violation, which is a separate process with a separate hearing. So now you're facing the case, the probation violation, the person in custody, you've spent this money. Now you have to balance, how much money do I spend on the attorney for the new case versus the bail.
Old case. Oh, so now you really have two cases, right?
Well, yeah, you have two. Well, one's resolved, don't forget.
Okay.
Kind of, because you're on probation.
Right.
And then you have the new case. So let's say the new case is a $5,000 retainer fee that you have to pay. And the bail is $50,000. Typically, you pay a bail bondsman 10%. So now you're faced with, wow, do I bail my family member out? Because I only have $5,000, right? Or maybe I have half of that and I'm doing a payment plan with one of these two or both of them. You know, what do I do? Do I spend money on bail? Or should I hire the attorney first? What should I do?
What do you do?
It depends on the situation, but I would say the greatest majority of the times it's best to have the attorney on board, because the attorney can do things to either advise you, hey, don't bail them out.
Right.
Or
advise you.
Advise yeah. you. Or they can appear on the case and the probation violation and resolve it to a way that, A, you're only paying one bail, B, get them out on their own recognizance without paying bail at all, or C, advise you that this person's not getting out for a while based on this violation.
So don't pay it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, wow. Yeah, you definitely want you guys on our side, right?
And yeah, and I don't want that to sound self-serving, because it's not. And if people call in, I will give them the analysis on their particular situation, because sometimes it is better to do the bail first.
Right.
So we'll always try to help them make that decision. And a lot of times it is their decision to make.
Right. Wow. I want to thank you again. Some really good tips. Give out Doug's phone number again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Doug Ridley at Ridley Defense, 805-208-1866, 805-208-1866. And you'll talk to me, and I'll be happy to talk to you and soothe you on your bad day.
There you go. All right. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Oak Heart Country Music Festival. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Wow, this hour went by fast. And again, we've got some things that we would love to give away. We've got the Oak Heart Country Music Festival. And of course, we just had Brian Hines and Troy Hale walk into the studio. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah,
and
thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, of course.
Yeah,
welcome.
Tell us about, of course, you know, we've got your big festival coming up. What's the history of the Oak Heart Festival?
Oak Heart history. Troy and I both grew up in the Thousand Oaks area. Troy went to Thousand Oaks High School, and owning Borderline and being at Borderline, we just loved the idea of it. So going to Caneo Valley Days, and we thought about adding a concert aspect to Caneo Valley Days, which is beautiful, chili cook-off, but we thought, why not have our own and have it right here in town?
I love it. I love it. And how many years has this been doing it?
This is our seventh year of Oak Heart.
Yep. Wow. I love it. I love it. And so, of course, you own Borderline, right?
I do. She pointed at me. I'm Brian,
I know.
By the way.
Sorry about that. They can't see that, right? I always think everybody's here with me. So, yeah. How long have you had Borderline?
10 years now. I've owned it for 10 years.
Very cool.
I've been going there my whole life. As long as I can remember, I was 14 when we started and just been loving that place.
And then, so did you just walk in one day and say, I want to buy it?
That's exactly how they put
Isn't that weird?
The license right near the door. It's like an impulse buy.
Well, it's funny because, no, I had, when I got my hair license, right, I do hair, I walked into a salon to get a job, and they said, are you here to buy it? And so this is like, you know, when you like fake it till you make it. I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'll be able to afford it. Maybe I won't. Yep. And it just worked out. And
still faking it, but we'll see.
There you go. Hey, I'm all about that, right?
Yeah, so
I know. There you go. That's what it's all about. But so I'm really excited to be a part of this, and I can't wait for that day. And then, of course, I want to remind everybody it's June 2nd, and of course, Caneo Creek South Park right there. I know the doors open at 1, right? And then what happens?
Well, doors open and the music starts.
Okay.
I have about 11 artists this year, kind of ping-ponging back from the main stage to the side stage. We have a massive dance floor, over 15 food trucks, all the beer you can drink, a couple beer gardens. It's going to be a lot of fun. Over 50 vendors, too.
Nice. 50 vendors. Now, yeah. How many did you have last year?
I think only about 40.
Okay, so you guys just, of course, it gets bigger, better, bigger,
every
better,
year,
right?
We're expanding. I mean, it's going to be a huge footprint this year, too.
I love it. I love that. All right. So who's playing? I know my friend Justin Hunsinger is going to be there, and he's a good friend of ours. He's been on plenty of times.
Yeah. We actually got we got Justin Moore this year.
And, oh, nice.
Yep, so he was our big guy this year, and then as well as Tyler Farr and Ray Lynn, and then Rita Wilson jumped on last minute, which was kind of cool.
I saw that. So hopefully
Tom Hanks shows up.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you. I know we've got tickets to give away, and let's just open up our phone lines again right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. But if they don't win tickets here, how do they get their tickets?
They can get them on oakhartcmf.com. Okay. CMF is in Country Music Festival. And one thing we want to remind all your listeners is it is a charity event for the Rotary Club of Westlake
Village.
Love
that. Yes. Everything goes. It's a win-win. That's what I always say. It's like, how do we go have fun and give back at the same time?
I mean, the Rotary Club's been amazing. They manage all the volunteers, so every booth they go up to, everyone's working is a volunteer besides the core group of us that put it on. Yeah. And it's a great event, and that's why the city's been so great about it. And last year we gave over $71,000 back to charity, and we're hoping to hit that 100,000 mile mark.
That's awesome. Yeah. Isn't that awesome that to do what you love doing and yet at the same time you're giving back?
It's awesome to see the amount of volunteers that sign up every year too. Over 400 submissions just for volunteers to be a part of this, which is pretty
crazy.
And
I love Country Western. Can I just say that again? No. So let me ask you, if they don't win tickets here, how much are tickets?
They're $49.99 online, and that's for general admission, and VIP are now sold out.
Okay. So next year, if you're interested in being VIP, you better get there fast.
There quick. They sold out quite quick.
Okay. Yep. And talk about food for a little bit. I know you said there's going to be all the food trucks and all that there.
Yeah, we have over 15 food trucks this year. You know, they're mostly the top-notch food trucks from around the Ventura County. You know, Cousins Maine Lobster, Grilled Cheese Truck, Baby's Bass Burgers, lots of big names like that. And then something special we're doing this year is we have a 120-foot-long barbecue truck that can serve a lot of people.
Sweet.
So.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Do people bring their chairs?
You can bring chairs. We try to avoid people bringing blankets out, but chairs with no backs.
Yeah.
So umbrella chairs and stuff like that. People do bring their chairs. I mean, it is a day in the park and sit there, watch some good music, and hang out.
Okay. And starts at 1. What time does music start?
1 o'clock. When the gates open, everything starts at 1. Right. We have a DJ playing. We have the side stage going. And then the music keeps going until 10 o'clock at night.
Sweet. Okay. Yes. And is there a schedule, right?
There is. Yes. Everything's online at oakhartcmf.com where you can get your tickets, get your schedule, the actual lineup, the times of everything will be posted in the next few days. We like to hold out to after we do your show.
That's when we know they're paying attention. Exactly. There you go. I love it. All right. You guys, I'm so excited to have you guys on, and I can't wait to continue to work with you guys and share all this great stuff. Good job. You know,
thank you.
I love when things get bigger and better, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't wait to be out there and see everybody out there. So again, we've got a couple pairs of tickets. We'd love to share them with you. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, we're talking about the 2018 Oak Heart Country Music Festival. That's happening Saturday, June 2nd. Doors open at 1. And of course, that's at Caneo Creek South Park. All right, we are at the end of our show. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Replace every negative thought with a positive one. And you guys, thank you so much for stopping
Thanks
by
for having
and
us. Really
sharing this. And again, have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to talking to everybody next week.
I heard you had to drive him home after 2 umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius 'cause he's into being green. My buddy said he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff. Baby, that don't sound like you. That don't sound like love. It sounds like